Hi, this is Kendall Boyson, professional life and recovery coach, and you're listening to Encouragementology, the practice of instilling hope. Hi there. Thanks for joining me. On this show, we are exploring the phenomenon that is the Blue Zone as we embark on a life that's thriving and not just surviving. Have you heard about the Blue Zone? Blue zones are regions around the world where people live much longer than average, often reaching age 100 or older. These areas have been studied for their common lifestyle and environmental factors that contribute to longevity and overall well-being. Who doesn't want to live longer if you could feel good, achieve happiness, and be content? That's the key. Long life could be a burden if you're sick, lonely, and unfulfilled. So no matter where you are in your journey, you can pivot your thinking and embrace some new ideas to improve your quality of life and your longevity. Dan Buttner is an explorer, National Geographic Fellow, award-winning journalist and producer, and New York Times best-selling author. He discovered the five places in the world dubbed Blue Zones, where people live the longest, healthiest lives. Buttner's work is now spread across the country in partnership with municipal governments, large employers, and health insurance companies to implement Blue Zone projects in communities, workplaces, and universities. Blue Zone projects are well-being initiatives that apply lessons from the Blue Zones to entire communities by focusing on changes to the local environment, public policy, and social networks. The program has dramatically improved the health of more than 5 million Americans to date. You may have seen his recent Netflix series, Live to be 100, where Dan travels around the world to discover five unique communities where people live extraordinarily long and vibrant lives. It really is a must-see for any age. I was so excited to learn the four principles that span each zone. Number one, eat wisely. Number two, move naturally. Number three, connect with others. And number four, have purpose or outlook. Sounds simple, right? Wrong. As I dug into my own perception of health and wellness, I saw some skewed thinking and a real opportunity to change the way I look at some of these things. So let's dig into each of these to explore what we thought and how that might shift with a new perspective. The first principle is eating wisely. Here are some of my initial thoughts. Nothing tastes as good as thin feels. Oh boy, we have some work to do with this principle in my thinking. My life has been one big diet loop. Once I hit puberty and I realized I can't eat anything I want without gaining weight, I've been on a perpetual diet yo-yo. Radical combinations, eating once a day, fasting, intermittent fasting, high protein, no carb, supplements, diet pills, as seen on TV plans, groups, you name it. The interesting thing is, I've actually never been that overweight. Is this because I've obsessed about it? Probably not, but what it has taught me is I'm not sure what to eat to actually be healthy. I've used diet for image and not for health. Kathy Wong from Very Well Mind lays out the Blue Zone diet, how to eat like the world's longest living people. Dan Buttner came up with a diet plan inspired by these long living people. It includes the foods that people living in consume most, and it's called the Blue Zone diet. The diet is mostly plant-based. The daily food intake of people living in Blue Zones is about 95% vegetables, fruits, grains, and legumes. They don't eat much meat, dairy, sugary foods or drinks, or processed foods. People in Blue Zones tend to have diets that are almost entirely plant-based. A good rule of thumb is that between 95% to 100% of your diet should come from plants. Dark leafy greens are one of the most nutrient-dense veggies. Greens like kale, spinach, and Swiss chard are a prized part of the Blue Zone diet. Dark greens are a good source of vitamin A and vitamin C. These vitamins have a substance in them that helps prevent cell damage, antioxidants. People in blue zones mostly eat produce that come from where they live, so locally grown. The fruits and veggies are grown using only natural fertilizers and pesticides, organically farmed. Fresh fruit is a go-to sweet treat for many people living in blue zones. Any fruit can be a tasty dessert or snack, but blueberries are one of the best fruits to add to your diet. Research has shown that blueberries may boost your brain health as you get older. The berries may help stave off heart disease by helping you control your blood pressure. You can also try papayas, pineapples, bananas, or strawberries. Plant-based oils like olive oil are best on the Blue Zone diet. Olive oil has fatty acids, antioxidants, and compounds like oleuropein, a chemical that can help reduce inflammation. The oil can be used for cooking or drizzled on salads and vegetables. Research has shown that olive oil may improve heart health because it can help keep cholesterol and blood pressure levels in a healthy range. The oil might even help protect against conditions like Alzheimer's disease and diabetes. There are different kinds of olive oil. Look for a bottle that says extra virgin olive oil, which is the least processed variety. This means it contains more vitamins and antioxidants than olive oils that are not extra virgin. Olive oil is sensitive to light and heat. Keep it in a cool, dark part of your kitchen, like a cabinet that's not near your stove. From chickpeas to lentils, beans and legumes are a key part of the Blue Zone diet. Loaded with fiber and heart health benefits, they are also a top source of protein, complex carbohydrates, and many vitamins and minerals. Whether you prefer pinto beans or black-eyed peas, try to eat at least a half a cup of beans or legumes each day. They can be added to salads, soups, and stews, and many veggie-based recipes. Whole grains are important in the Blue Zone diet. Avoid bread made from bleached white flour and choose 100% whole grain instead. Sourdough is also a good choice if you're following the Blue Zone diet. Sourdough bread has a lower glycemic index than regular white bread. Whole wheat sourdough bread is even healthier with a low glycemic index of 54. Sourdough also contains important nutrients such as vitamin E, vitamins B1, B6, and B12, and numerous dietary minerals such as zinc, iron, and magnesium. Nuts are packed with protein, vitamins, and minerals. They also give you plenty of unsaturated fats, which are good for your heart. Research has also shown that eating nuts may help you lower your cholesterol levels. Keeping your cholesterol in check can help prevent heart disease. While they are nutritious, nuts also have a lot of calories. Stick to a handful of almonds, walnuts, pistachios, cashews, or Brazil nuts. Whole foods are minimally processed foods, or those without added ingredients. Steel-cut oats are a good example of a whole food. Oats are known for their cholesterol-lowering power, but they also have other benefits. Studies have shown that oats can help you manage your weight, prevent diabetes, and protect your heart by keeping your arteries from hardening. Barley is another whole grain that people in blue zones like to eat. Studies have shown that barley can help lower cholesterol. It also is a source of building blocks your body uses to make proteins called amino acids. Barley is easy to add to soups. You can also eat it by itself as a hot cereal for breakfast. Research has shown that eating barley may improve your digestion. Staying hydrated is important no matter what diet you're following. On the Blue Zone diet, you should drink mostly water and limit other fluids. Soft drinks, even those without sugar, are best avoided. Some other drinks that are found in the Blue Zone diet includes coffee, which may support brain health, tea, which may lower your risk of heart disease and certain cancers, red wine, which has been associated with cardiovascular health. Note, however, that red wine's health benefits are controversial. In 2023, the World Health Organization said in a statement that no level of alcohol consumption is safe for your health. Fish can provide health benefits, but tends to be eaten in moderation on the Blue Zone diet. Limit your intake to around 3 small servings a week. Look for fish that doesn't contain high levels of mercury. People in most Blue Zone countries don't eat a lot of dairy products. Dairy is high in fat and sugar and best avoided. Some Blue Zone countries do include sheep or goat dairy. It's usually eaten in fermented products like yogurt or cheese. The Blue Zone diet is designed to help you live a long life. It's not specifically a weight loss diet. However, many people who adopt a plant-based diet do lose weight. Talk to your healthcare provider about whether the Blue Zone diet is recommended for you. Naturally occurring sugar, such as that found in fruit, is okay to eat on the Blue Zone diet. Avoid adding sugar to the food you eat whenever possible. However, added sugar should only be eaten in very small amounts of less than 7 teaspoons a day. Sweet treats like cookies and candies should be limited to special occasions, and you should avoid adding sugar to coffee, tea, cereal, or other foods. The 80% rule is based on an eating strategy from Okinawa, Japan. Harihachibu means you should stop eating when you feel around 80% full. This can prevent overeating and reduce your overall caloric intake without leaving you feeling hungry. Eggs aren't considered an important element on the Blue Zone diet, though they are eaten in Blue Zone countries. In actual Blue Zone areas of the world, people eat eggs as a side dish about 2 times per week. People in Blue Zone diets only eat meat on rare occasions. This includes meat usually thought of as healthy on a Western diet, like chicken and turkey. Generally speaking, you should eat no more than 2 ounces of meat 5 times a month. The second principle is moving naturally. Here are some of my initial thoughts. You work out to lose weight, trim fat, and get ripped. Cardio helps burn fat, and weights build muscle. Everyone wants a lifted and tight behind, muscular arms, and six-pack abs. Toned, tanned, and uninhibited. There was a time when I taught aerobics, managed a gym, was a personal trainer, and a dancer. But there was also a time when I worked in an office tied to a chair and a computer. Today, I have annular tears and herniated discs throughout my lower back. Simply moving around causes inflammation, compression, and severe pain. Moving naturally has taken on a whole new meaning for me. And when I've licked this current situation, I will devote my time to exploring this idea with a new lens. On the Summeritas Life Design Center website, I found more on the Blue Zone principle of moving naturally. How much movement do you get on a daily basis? If you're like me, you spend a significant portion of your waking hours either hunched over a computer or sprawled out on the couch, with the only movement occurring in your fingers. This is, of course, not the way our ancestors lived, nor is it the formula for physical well-being. One of the most common aspects across each of the 5 Blue Zones is the incorporation of natural movement into daily life. Of course, most of the Blue Zone inhabitants have a significant physical component to their primary work, whether it's hunting, farming, gardening, or foraging. In Ikaria, Greece, the act of physical movement is enhanced by the fact that there doesn't seem to be 10 square feet of flat terrain anywhere on the island. It's incredibly hilly, and walking those hills is a natural part of the Icarians' day, regardless of age. From the bottom of the hill where Thea's inn stands, I could see the small house that belongs to Thea's aunt and uncle, said the author. According to Thea, they're both in their late 80s. All day long, I watched the couple walk up and down the steep stairs and walking path that traverse between the levels of their tiered garden. At one point, I watched Thea's aunt climbing the stairs with 2 large pieces of lumber tucked under each arm, as if she were carrying in groceries from the car. That very same hill brought most of us to wheezing and whimpering the one time we had to climb it. For Thea's aunt and uncle, it was a normal part of their day. Most of us go out of our way to eliminate unnecessary movement from our lives. We'll sit for 5 minutes with the car running as we wait for someone to load their packages into the trunk of their vehicle so that we can get their parking spot. Never mind, there are dozens of spots available, but that one is the best because it's the closest to the mall. For Icareans, the idea of walking 3 or 4 miles to visit a neighbor or to find fresh greens for dinner that night doesn't cause a moment of hesitation. There's no doubt this is a massive contributor to their longevity and physical resilience. One of the subtle benefits to the incorporation of natural movement into one's life is the increased sense of balance. As the Blue Zone book points out, this is incredibly important in later years when the risk of sustaining serious injury from a fall is high. For a centurion, a fall is likely to be life-threatening. Since we can't all be goat herders, the Blue Zone book recommends a few strategies for incorporating natural movement into our daily lives. Inconvenience yourself. Notice all of the ways that you try to make your life easier and eliminate a few of them, like the car, TV remote, snowblower, riding lawnmower, garage door opener, etc. Eliminate a few of these, at least some of the time. The other day, I had to buy 6 bags of sand, each weighing 50 pounds. I could have parked right next to the door, or I could have rolled my flatbed cart all the way to my car. Instead, I decided to make carrying those bags across the parking lot part of my workout, the author said. Have fun. Start by making a list of activities that you enjoy. Instead of exercising for the sake of exercising, favor activities that already have movement in them and do those on a regular basis. If these activities you enjoy don't inherently have a lot of movement, there are things you can do to incorporate more into them. Maybe you could walk to your friend's house for poker night. Maybe you could knock out 10 Hindu squats every time someone dies on the Game of Thrones. You get the point. Walk. The Blue Zone diet lifestyle emphasizes low-intensity, regular movement. The best way to do this is simply by walking. Walking is something you can do every day with practically no preparation and very little impact on your body. Instead of having a coffee break at work, consider a walking break. Can you conduct that one-to-one meeting or take that conference call over a gentle walk rather than doing it at your desk? Make a date. Identify the people you enjoy spending time with and arrange to spend time with them while moving. Walking and socializing is a wonderful combination, and you'll benefit from the shared accountability and encouragement. Plant a garden. Working in a garden requires regular, low-intensity, full-range-of-motion activity. It also has the benefit of relieving stress and maybe even producing some pretty flowers or the perfect jalapeno. Enroll in a yoga class. The author said, "I'm a big believer in the benefits of yoga. I don't particularly like this recommendation because it requires you to make yoga practice an event. If you're willing to commit to such a practice, by all means, go for it. However, there are tons of excellent yoga instructional videos on YouTube, and yoga is something that you can take as a beginner class and you can practice anytime on your own. A simple Tai Chi or yoga form can be a great way to start your day. You don't necessarily need to enroll in a class. It is clear that consistent activity is a common point across all Blue Zones and appears to be a significant contributor to longevity and overall quality of life. Connecting with others. My initial thoughts. Okay, this one I've got figured out now, thankfully. But not always the situation. Since I've always been in sales, my early concepts would have been connecting for advantage, an opportunity to sell someone on my ideas or products, getting in with the right circles of influence. Or they would have been purely social connections, but in a less productive way. Late nights, reckless drinking, without much substance. It wasn't until I really started the deep dive into my self-discovery that I found the power of connection. The transition was purely selfish as I attended my first support group. I was there for what they could do for me. But through that experience, I found out what I could do in turn for them. It's definitely a give-get relationship. Now, connection is a huge part of my platform. People need people to thrive. They need healthy, loving, and productive relationships where everyone is giving and taking to create harmony. You don't have to have a person to feel complete, but you do need to have people. Alexa McHale from Fortune explains the importance of social connections in the blue zones. Have you ever heard that you're the perfect combination of your five closest friends? While research on this topic is sparse, the people around you indeed play a pivotal role in your behavior and choices. We are incredibly influenced by others' habits, even if we don't notice it. It's one reason the global blue zones create the longest living and healthiest people. After all, they are clusters of people who live, learn, and work alongside each other. Health and longevity are much more a result of the right environment than it is the right behaviors, Butner says in a recent interview on the podcast Live Purely, because behaviors don't last, environments do. In Butner's examinations of Blue Zone residents, it was evident that their communities were centered around longevity-boosting habits like physical activity, heart healthy meals, and social interaction. The Seventh-day Adventists of Loma Linda, California, America's only blue zone, share the same values, including spending time outdoors, participating in the Sabbath, and spending 24 hours disconnected from work and technology. In Sardinia, Italy, inhabitants walk together, often up steep hills in their village to go to church. In the sixth and newest blue zone, Singapore, older adults gather at community recreation centers to engage in exercise. These rituals get passed down through generations and ingrained in the culture. Healthy behaviors are contagious, Butner says in the documentary, and there is some research to back up this claim. In 2023, a study from the University of Zurich found that couples who maintain the same habits often feel closer to one another and keep them up to ensure a positive relationship. In 2007, a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine found an individual's obesity risk rises about 57% if they have a friend who became obese within a specific time frame, 40% if it's an adult sibling, and 37% for a spouse. The blue zones offer many lessons about aging well. Maintaining strong social connections is part of the equation as it helps strengthen an aging brain. Feeling a part of a community also helps combat loneliness and isolation, which can help protect against a number of serious health conditions, including heart disease, the number one killer of adults in the U.S. The most actionable of these lessons is getting yourself into the right tribe, Butner says. Surrounding yourself with people whose idea of recreation is gardening or walking has a measurable impact on what your habits are. At bluezones.com, I found a model that could work anywhere. Moai. This tradition is why Okinawan people live longer, better. Number one, a group of lifelong friends. Number two, a social support group that forms in order to provide varying support from social, financial, health, and spiritual interests. Elders in Okinawa, Japan, one of the original Blue Zone's longevity hotspots, live extraordinarily better and longer lives than almost anyone else in the world. Moai, one of their longevity traditions, are social support groups that start in childhood and extend into their 100s. The term originated hundreds of years ago as a means of a village financial support system. Originally, moais were formed to pool the resources of an entire village for projects or public works. If an individual needed capital to buy land or take care of an emergency, the only way was to pool money locally. Today, the idea has expanded to become more of a social support network, a cultural tradition in built-in companionship. In small neighborhoods across Okinawa, friends meet for a common purpose, sometimes daily and sometimes a couple times a week, to gossip, experience life, and to share advice and even financial assistance when needed. They call these groups their moai. Traditionally, groups of about 5 young children were paired together, and it's then that they made a commitment to each other for life. As their second family, they would meet regularly with their moai for both work and play and to pool resources. Some moais have lasted over 90 years. One of the women Dan Butner and Blue Zone researchers had the pleasure of meeting in Okinawa was Kazuko Mana, who at 77 years old was the youngest of her moai. Collective age of the group was over 450. She stressed that it isn't just about gossip and chatter. It's deep support and respect for each other. Each member knows that her friends count on her as much as she counts on her friends. If you get sick or a spouse dies, or if you run out of money, we know someone will step in and help. It's much easier to go through life knowing there's a safety net. Even today, about half of Okinawans participate in a moai, and many are in more than one. During his research and explorations of Okinawa, Dan Butner spoke to dozens of Okinawans about the role of their moai in their life. He spent time with Gozi Shizada, who was still spry, energetic, and cooked and gardened daily at age 104. He describes her daily routine in the Blue Zone Solution. In the cool hours of the day, she works in her garden. Lunch, she mixed homemade miso into a saucepan of water. She spooned in fresh carrots, radishes, and shiitake mushrooms and tofu and let it heat. Meanwhile, she moved up and down the kitchen, wiping clean the counters, sink, and even the window. When it was ready, she poured her warm soup into a bowl, gazed at it for a few moments, and murmured, "Hari Hachibu." This Confucian adage, intoned like a prayer before every meal, reminded her to stop eating when she was 80% full. After lunch, she read comic books or watched a baseball game on television and napped. Neighbors stopped by every afternoon, and a couple of days a week, her moai, 4 women who together with Shinzato had, at a young age, committed to one another for life, stopped by for mugwort tea and conversation. Whenever things had gotten rough in Shinzato's life, when she'd run short of cash or when her husband had died 46 years ago, she counted on her moai and the Okinawan sense of social obligation, Uemura, to support her. Her friends had relied on a lifetime of Shinzato's support in return. It's much easier to go through life knowing there is a safety net. Professor Lisa Berkman of Harvard University is an expert in social connectedness and longevity. One of her studies looked into the connection between marital status, ties with friends and relatives, club membership, level of volunteerism, and great longevity. The study found that the type of connection was irrelevant. Whether it was a spousal relationship or a tight-knit friend group, all that mattered was the bond that group shared. Research shows that your social connections can have long-term impact on your health and happiness. You mimic the habits of your 3 closest friends. If you share similar values, healthy habits, and life goals, then you're likely to experience less stress. Loneliness can decrease your life expectancy by 8 years. In Okinawa, members of a moai experience the stress-shedding security of knowing that there is always someone there for them. You're likely to be happier. With each happy friend you add to your network, you increase your happiness by 15%. Happiness is contagious. And you're likely to live longer. Older people without close friends are more likely to develop chronic diseases like heart disease, diabetes, and depression than their counterparts. They're also at a higher risk for suffering from stroke. Okinawan women, on average, live 8 years longer than American women. Their Moai is likely an important component of their long lives. In all five Blue Zone cultures, social connectedness is ingrained into the culture. While Okinawans have Moais, Sardinians meet with their friends each evening for happy hours, and Adventists host weekly meals with their congregations. By finding the right tribe, you'll not only add years to your life, but you'll enjoy your time here just a little more. The fourth principle is having a purpose or outlook. My initial thoughts. My purpose was to be the best I could be, rise to the top of whatever I was doing, and be rewarded in abundance. Do good work, but get a big payoff. My gift of gab gave me the means to be successful, and that's what I was supposed to use it for, selling others to become successful. Yes, I do have the gift of gab, but I have more: faith, compassion, empathy, strategic thinking, motivation, drive, love, encouragement, all of which I want to share and share freely. The give-get feels different here, where the give is unconditional and the get is not financial, but oh, so much more rewarding and valuable. Service helps me connect with others in a purposeful way. It feeds the soul and provides unexpected healing you didn't know you needed. Nell Derrick Debevoise shares the power of purpose, how Ikigai can help us live longer from the Blue Zone principles found at Forbes.com. We talk a lot about the power of purpose for clarity or customer loyalty in the context of business, but in personal self-improvement, we often focus on diet and exercise. It turns out that purpose is a crucial factor that deserves just as much attention when it comes to individual well-being. Emerging from the heart of Japanese culture is the concept of ikigai, which means a reason for being, or even a reason to get up in the morning. It's the idea that a meaningful life is often a longer, healthier, and happier one, as well as creating positive impact for those around you. Ikigai is a multifaceted concept that encompasses the convergence of four essential elements: what you love. This is your passion, the things that make your heart sing and give you joy. What you're good at. These are your skills and talents, the things you excel at and find effortless. What the world needs. This refers to the contribution you can make to society, the way you can help others or make the world a better place. What you can be paid for. This is your profession or vocation, the means by which you can support yourself financially. When these four elements intersect, you find your ikigai, the place where you feel truly alive and inspired. Indeed, this is a fabulous equation to use for understanding your own purpose or desired legacy. And if you weren't already motivated to spend the time and effort gaining this clarity, now you know that identifying your unique ikigai can have profound effects on your health and longevity. Buttner's research has revealed several commonalities between Blue Zones, one of which is the strong sense of purpose among these elder individuals. The connection between purpose and longevity is not limited to Blue Zones. Numerous studies have demonstrated that individuals who have a clear sense of purpose tend to live longer and experience better overall health. Specifically, purpose contributes to a longer and more fulfilling life in several tangible ways. Let's find out how. There are mental health benefits. A sense of purpose can boost mental well-being by providing motivation, direction, and a reason to get out of bed every morning. It helps combat feelings of depression and anxiety, which can take a toll on one's health. It can also provide physical health benefits. Purpose can influence physical health through its impact on behavior. People with a strong sense of purpose are more likely to engage in healthier habits like regular exercise and a well-balanced diet. These behaviors, in turn, contribute to longevity. Resilience. Purpose gives people a reason to persevere through challenges and adversity. It provides a sense of resilience and the motivation to overcome obstacles, ultimately leading to a longer and more fulfilling life. It helps you make social connections. Having a purpose often involves connecting with others who share similar goals or values. These social connections are vital for mental and emotional well-being, as they provide a support system and a sense of belonging. It can also give you a positive outlook. Purpose gives life meaning, making it easier to maintain a positive outlook on life, even in the face of difficulties. A positive attitude is associated with better health outcomes and a longer life. Clarity is also the first step, so take advantage of the Ikigai equation to understand your unique purpose. Take time to reflect on what you love, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what you can be paid for, or somehow compensated for. Identify activities in all of your spheres of impact where these elements intersect to practice your Ikigai. As you do these activities more intentionally, start to notice how they make you feel: fulfilled, energized, inspired, exhausted, demoralized, or otherwise. And edit accordingly. Ikigai, like purpose, evolves over our lifetimes, so don't be shy to explore different versions of your reason to get up in the morning. The concept of Ikigai and Dan Buettner's research on blue zones reveal the profound impact that purpose can have on our health and lifespan. As you embark on your journey to discover your Ikigai, remember that it's never too late to make meaning in your life, and in doing so, you may just extend the precious gift of time. And of course, that's only the me dimension outcome. You'll also enhance the way you serve your we and the world beyond. Ready for some takeaways? Here are some key concepts of the Blue Zone Living. Plant-based diet. Residents typically eat a plant-based diet rich in vegetables, fruits, legumes, and whole grains. They consume meat sparingly, often as celebratory or a small portion. They get physical activity. Regular, natural movement is a part of daily life in the Blue Zones. Residents engage in walking, gardening, and manual labor. Social engagement. Strong social networks and close-knit communities are common in Blue Zones. Regular social interactions and support contribute to overall well-being. Purpose and meaning. Blue Zone residents often have a strong sense of purpose in life, whether through work, family, or community involvement. Having a reason to wake up every day is linked to longevity. Stress reduction. Strategies for managing stress, such as taking regular breaks, napping, or praying, are common in Blue Zones. These practices help reduce chronic stress, which is associated with various health issues. Moderate alcohol. In some Blue Zones, residents enjoy moderate amounts of alcohol, typically in the form of wine with meals in social settings. Belonging to a faith-based community. Many Blue Zone residents are part of a faith-based community which provides social support and a sense of belonging. And family first. Blue Zone cultures often prioritize family and intergenerational relationships with elders, being highly respected and involved in family life. These concepts are not only associated with longer lifespans, but also with better health and well-being in older age. If you want to share Encouraged Mentology with a friend who needs to know they're not alone in this journey of self-discovery, you can visit encouragementology.com or anywhere you stream your content to receive this episode and all others. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for additional encouragement throughout the week. So I challenge you, re-evaluate your thinking on what contributes to a happy and healthy life. Be willing to exchange some ideas that may be skewed with new concepts that have healthier payoffs. These principles not only promote longevity, but also contribute to a higher quality of life and overall well-being. I know you can do it. Thank you for listening to Encouragementology with Kendall Boyson, where we find positive ways to handle some of life's challenges. I stumbled through until the path was clear.